This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And I plead with you to open your Bible and read with me from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 beginning. But before faith came, we were kept in ward under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. So that the law is become our tutor to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith is come, we are no longer under a tutor. For ye are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. The context here makes clear that Paul is contrasting the old law, the old covenant, that is the law of Moses, with the new covenant, that is, the new covenant of Jesus Christ. As the Bible teaches in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 9, he taketh away the first, that is, the first covenant, that he may establish the second. And Paul clearly taught in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, that the old covenant was nailed to the cross. Now, he's making clear here in this passage, which I've just read from Galatians 3, that before the New Testament came, before the New Covenant came into effect, they, the Jews, were kept in ward under the law of Moses, shut up under the faith which would afterward be revealed. But, he says, now that the faith is come, now that the gospel is come, now that the New Covenant is in force, we are no longer under a tutor. We are no longer under the old covenant. No one today lives under the law of Moses. The law of Moses was directed only to the Jews. It never was directed to the Gentiles. And now it isn't directed even to the Jews. Of course, we are to learn from it in principle. But Paul is making clear, as he certainly does in the 4th chapter, verses 21 to 31, that we are not sons of the bondwoman, that is, of the old covenant, but we are sons of the free woman, that is, of the new covenant. And so he says, now that the faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. But notice carefully now in verse 26, for ye are all sons of God. Think how important it is to be a son of God. Then he explains the means by which men become sons of God, through faith. And the context here and the original language makes clear that he means through the faith, that is, by means of the gospel. For you're all sons of God by means of the gospel. Where does one become a son of God by means of the gospel? The next phrase makes clear, in Christ Jesus. Then he goes on to explain in verse 27 just how it is that one gets into Christ. For, and that word means to introduce the reason or to explain how, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Now let's notice some very significant facts. If one is not baptized, then what follows? First of all, he is not a son of God. And since every responsible adult is either a child of God or a child of the devil, then he remains a child of the devil. Secondly, he is not in Christ, where salvation is. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10, Paul says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So you see, we have seen two things. First, if one is not baptized, he is not a son of God. Secondly, he is not in Christ where salvation is. And third, he has not put on Christ. That is, he has not been clothed with Christ. And if one is not clothed with Christ, then he is still clothed with the filthy rags of his own sin. My friend, the only way any of us can be saved is by the grace of God through the blood of Christ, when, through faith and penitence, we obey him in being baptized for the forgiveness of our sins.